Was a town employee fired for refusing to have sex? Last week, KQSS reported on the town of Miami code enforcement officer, Gary Levesque, who, according to two staffers for the town, had been arrested. We spoke with the Miami police detective handling the matter, who would only confirm that an investigation had been opened. Gary Levesque contacted KQSS to air his side of the story. Refusing sex did come up, but more on that later. Gary first wanted it made clear that he was not arrested, that he willingly went to the police station escorted by the detective.
I was not arrested. I was asked to come down to the station and answer a few questions. It was put out there that I was arrested because they called it in as bringing in a prisoner.
When we talked with Gary, it was just after his employment with the town of Miami was terminated Monday, a situation Gary feels is unfair.
The issue I have with that is that I was fired for doing a job that I was told I had to do, that I told them I did not want to do because I was not qualified to do. The engineer that was working, he just walked out. So then Joe had me doing engineering work, and I am not an engineer in any way, shape, form, size, creed, or color. Joe had me doing jobs that I shouldn't be doing. I shouldn't be issuing permits. I shouldn't be doing building inspections because I'm not licensed. I haven't been in any classes, any training.
As for why he was fired, Gary says he wasn't told directly, but he believes he knows.
It's because I did an inspection for a lady on a house off duty on my own personal time, and she was going to go buy a house. And she wanted me to go check the house out and tell her how much it was going to cost to fix for if I was to fix it up for her. So I went over, I looked at the house, I told her, you know, what it was going to cost, and then she decided it wasn't worth it. And I was doing some other side work for her. On a house that she actually owned. I was doing some side work on over there, and she wasn't happy with the turnout, the way the job turned out. So she went down to the town hall and started complaining to the town hall that I did crappy work and it wasn't what she wanted. And then that started the whole thing. So basically the town's trying to say that I did an inspection on that house and the money should have went to the town instead of into me.
And Gary says there was a prior issue, which he thought was settled.
There was an issue a little ways back with me using the town truck to move a trailer out of the middle of the street on a Sunday. There was a whole episode of that, but Joe had already cleared that, but yet they brought that back up again too. So that was brought into the mix, but that was already taken care of months ago. That happened 4 or 5 months back, but that was already taken care of. I was already punished for that.
But does any of that rise to the level of a police investigation? Gary says that too can be traced to the inspection he did for the dissatisfied homeowner.
She asked me how much to pay me, how much for wasting for my time going over there, because I was off duty, you know, I was on my own time. She's like, well, I don't want you wasting your own time. How much do you want? I told her, don't worry about it. I was already working for her doing over there. I was like, don't worry about it. I don't need to get paid. But she insisted on giving me money, so she gave me, well, you know what, I'm going to give you $50.
KQSS still didn't understand why that would cause a police investigation. A town employee told us it was an issue of extortion. Extortion?
Well, that's what that is. That's what that $50 that they were taking, that I did an inspection for the town, so it was supposed to go back to the town.
The rumors KQSS heard was that Gary was using his position to intimidate people into selling their homes to him for next to nothing. Standing in front of the house Gary shares with Doris Gallo, the woman with whom he is in a relationship, we asked them about that. Both were adamant it did not happen.
I bought one over on Loomis through the county. Anybody could do that. I just put a bid in, just like everybody else would. That's the only property I myself have purchased. And this one here I'm purchasing right now, but I'm paying on it monthly. The owner's holding in the mortgage on it, so these are the only two properties I myself have.
I bought one property. The owner of the property called me and talked to me about it, and I met up with her. We drew up a contract, and I bought the property.
I had nothing to do with that. She did that on her own too. I mean, I didn't know nothing about it till she got the property, and then she wanted me to co-sign because, you know, she don't know anybody out here.
Not co-sign.
Witness it.
Because I don't know anybody. I'm new to the town.
Yeah, she asked me if I could witness it for her. But that's after they had worked it all out. I didn't know nothing about it until she needed.
Yeah,
to witness.
I mean, we went through this contract for 3 to 4 weeks going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So it wasn't something that, you know, I took advantage of because I've heard rumors that I've taken advantage of her and all this and that. There was nothing like that whatsoever.
We also asked Gary about a felony conviction in his past. According to the compilation of DuPage County, Illinois Circuit Court proceedings for the week of December 15, 1995, reported in the Daily Herald back then, a copy of which we readily found online, Gary L. Levesque of Sandwich, Illinois, was found guilty of retail theft, sentenced to 120 days in jail and a fine of $205. Neither the Miami police nor the town had any knowledge of a felony in Gary's past. Gary seemed unaware he was convicted. He believes the case was dismissed.
I can't even quote him. That's been so damn back. I don't even remember anything about what it was. But the case was dismissed.
We asked Gary why he wanted to talk with us. His frustration was evident.
It wasn't fair. I got screwed.
We'll get to Gary not getting screwed, in the vulgar sense, in a moment. But as for the firing...
I think it's bogus, because before they hired me, I told them I do side work. I would do work on the side. And they said no, there would be no problem, obviously. And then they hired me. Even before I took to do work with her, I went in the office again with Joe. I said, "Now you're sure there's no issues that I need to worry about, you know?" And he's like, as long as you ain't violating her to get work, there's no problem.
Long about then, Gary's gal pal Doris interrupted the conversation to interject a real bombshell. She said the homeowner complaining about Gary
stopped him from working after he told her that he would not have sex with her because she was after him.
Well, that's really out there.
That was the incredulous voice of John Cornell, who conducted the interview with the couple.
You want the story?
Yeah, that's the story. That is what happened. She's not lying. I just don't like to throw it out.
I'm going to throw it out.
But
she
was hitting on me the last couple days. She was hitting on me hard. I mean, she even pulled her pants down in front of me. She was standing on her back deck. I came walking in the door, and she's sitting there just with her pants down.
All right, can I quote you on that?
Yeah. She was standing there. I walked in the door. She's standing. Oh, I'm sorry. But she wasn't in a hurry to pull him back up either. She's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I think that's enough for me.
It's probably enough for all of us. Fortunately, the homeowner is unknown. We'll keep it that way. For KQSS Hilo 101.9 FM and KJAA Jukebox 1240 AM, I'm Raleigh James.